Waiting patiently on line one is our good friend. He's pinch hitting on a Tuesday because Monday, well, we had a bumpy for Eclipse Talk, but you're back now. And it's Captain Steve Kelms from the Bloomington Police Department. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, Glass. Good morning, Keith.
Good morning.
I love the glasses. Looking good. How did it go? Did you get out there and stare?
You know, I had one of those meetings that ran a little late and didn't really get a chance to see it at the height of the eclipse. And the rest of the time, I pretty much kept my eyes where they normally are, which is straight in front of me instead of staring at the sun. So didn't have
advice.
Any big issues with that.
Good
but we
advice.
Had, a lot of our people, we had some of the glasses on station, so we had some of our people out taking a look at it. We took some pictures of that and posted it on social media for fun, and everybody had a good time.
They did, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer on this. I'll wait till 2024 to make my final ruling on this, but it looked cloudy. It rolled by. I looked up at 2:35. I said, well, what's the big deal? When does this thing hit? And somebody says, well, it hit at 2:23. And I'm like, well, that was 12 minutes ago. I didn't notice anything. I guess from a celestial point of view, it was really cool. But maybe here on old planet Earth, if you didn't have the special glasses, it was kind of just a cloudy afternoon. But we move on. We get tough. We've had enough things to do. You've had a busy weekend. Almost a week ago, the dorms officially opened on Wednesday the 16th. We saw people coming back in early as Sunday the 13th. Saw the article in the paper today that the excise folks have been busy. How about you?
You know, we've been very busy too, but it's a different kind of busy. That great influx of people here as they move their kids into the dorms and all of that. Just our traffic problems have really gone through the roof over the last week, and I've had a lot of issues with traffic and bad drivers and accidents and those kinds of things. You know, another problem we have this time of year is theft as well. You get a whole group of people moving things in. They love to set things on the sides of the street and leave things unattended and unlocked for a while, and that just gives opportunities for people to steal things. So we've been dealing with a lot of theft also. And then with the students back, you get the downtown area starts picking up, some of those bars start picking up, and we get some of that after-action problems of those kids outside on their way home that had a little too much to drink, a little too rough, and they start wanting to fight or something, things like that. Those are all issues that we have a tendency to deal with. Of course, we love the partnerships we have with the other agencies like Excise and IU that we work really closely with, and they deal with some of those underage drinking issues that we just don't have time to get to.
You have other issues to get to, and we know about those. We've focused on those for the last, couple years or so. You add now an extra layer of, 30-some thousand kids on campus. Your job just gets easier and easier by the day.
No, it does. You know, just every day it gets easier, and that's what we like. So that's why people, you know, never retire from this job. They stay here forever.
Captain Steve Kellums from the Bloomington Police Department has a good sense of humor and brings us good information when we get caught up with him. Obviously, with the swelling in population, with the start of the school year, we always talk on this program about wants and needs and everything else to it. We talked about having the issues going on all summer where you didn't have barely enough people to cover it. How do you get on this week and next week with the same issues? Nothing changed in the last 2 months, so how do you as a unit and a force continue to move in that direction?
Well, the biggest thing we've focused on for a long time has been the professionalism and the skills of our officers. You know, we do that through quality training, quality hiring, and that's, you know, basically our focus. And we know that we're going to get all of these calls. We know that the call volume is going to go up for this period of time while everybody settles in. And we've kind of gotten used to it over the years. And our officers are just very skilled at handling those issues, dealing with the problems as they come up, being efficient, and prioritizing some of these things to get all the stuff done that we need to do. And, you know, we don't anticipate a change in that for some time. So we're going to continue to work hard to keep our officers the best trained that we can and provide the absolute best services to the community that they can.
Captain Kellums, obviously you prepare and get ready for things. One that's a little bit different this year, the first football game of the season, you're playing the number two team in the country, Ohio State. You got all kinds of people, all kinds of things happening. First time for everything for some of the students. How do you prepare for that?
Well, you know, we've got, I think College Game Day is going to be here that day.
Yeah.
And that's a Thursday night game. And, you know, so all those things are going to cause us lots of issues. You know, we've been working pretty, very closely with IU Police Department. We've had meetings with them already about working with the traffic issues and the traffic problems. Of course, Ohio State travels so well. So, you know, we're going to have another large group of people coming into town for that evening and maybe even for the weekend, depending upon their plans. And we work closely with them. They're going to be responsible, obviously, for that game and managing those issues, and we're going to work real closely with them. But we know we're going to have problems, you know, in the community with people coming in and just kind of enjoying themselves that Thursday night. And so we continue to plan for it, work on it, come up with ideas, and try to staff it as best we can.
And this week will be the last week to register for the Citizens Police Academy. We better hurry.
Yeah, people to get your applications in now. We still have a few spaces available for that. You know, it's a program we've been doing for a long time, and we really, really, we enjoy it, and we think that the community enjoys it as well. We've gotten a lot of good feedback from it. Every Tuesday night for 2.5 hours, starting in September 5th and going right up to the week before Thanksgiving, we get together with people. We answer a lot of questions. We provide them some demonstrations and explanations about how we do business and why we do business the way we do it. And for anybody that's interested not only in police or law enforcement, but in the city of Bloomington and in government and management and how we handle these things, I highly recommend them get their application in and come out and join us because, again, it's a lot of fun, and I think it's pretty informative, and we've really gotten great feedback for that over the years. So, and hey, Glass, if you've never done it, you ought to come out for it and sit in and listen to all the good stuff we have to talk about.
I listen to all the good stuff you talk about every other Monday and sometimes Tuesdays. I feel like I'm being perfectly educated right here to deal with that. But it is a great opportunity for someone, if that's a career path maybe they'd like to choose, or someone who maybe just doesn't understand how everything works and doesn't catch this program when you're on it, which is a travesty in itself.
Well, absolutely. But, you know, Tuesdays really throw off my schedule, too. I've got to tell you.
But your week's almost over
guy,
now.
So it is. I don't know what I'm going to do for the rest of the week. I haven't planned properly. So,
Captain, one of the things that happens from time to time is police agencies announce we're going to have a seatbelt crackdown or we're going to have a traffic stop in some of the areas. Are you, any of those things in the works for the city
for
of Bloomington?
For Labor Day weekend? Oh, baby.
Yeah, we actually have, we're actually working with Operation Pullover with the Indiana State Police and a variety of other law enforcement agencies currently. We've got a seatbelt blitz and a drunk driving blitz taking place. We fill that through overtime where our officers come and work some overtime, trying to conduct more traffic stops and trying to get out and enforce those seatbelt laws. Again, we work closely with the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration for that. And that's currently going on right now. And it goes on through the holiday. So it's you may or may not see a big influx of officers out there because, again, we're having to fill that through overtime, and we do a lot through overtime. But it's something that we do try to enforce and push, particularly as we talked about with all these new people coming into town with traffic accidents going up. We know that by getting out and enforcing some of those basic you know, traffic laws, we can kind of help deter that a little bit, and that's what we try to do.
Let's talk about the overtime thing, because you just went through the budget situation, and one of the things that was made perfectly clear was adding a whole bunch of police officers at one time is not the answer, but yet it doesn't sound like you have enough to do the job.
Well, absolutely. We would like more officers. We know that we need more officers, but when we're looking at hiring and training, there's just this huge lag time. And we've talked a little bit about this in the past and how long it takes to train an officer. You know, we've said this before, and one of my lieutenants, Brad Seifers, made a comment that I really liked. He said, you know, we don't hire cops in Bloomington. We hire professional police officers, and we train them to be that. So it takes some time. And, you know, we're not going to lower our standards just to bring on a bunch of people. Bodies don't solve the problem. Professionals solve the problem. And so that's what we're trying to do is bring on and train the best officers we absolutely can and give them all the skills they need to serve the community in the proper way. So it takes time to do that, and the resources that it takes to do that are quite a lot. I would have a difficult time bringing on, hiring, and getting, you know, 25 or 30 or 40 officers trained. I'd love to be able to do that, but the reality, the logistics just aren't there. So we have to kind of balance that out with what we know we can bring in and get trained during that period of time. so that we can add them to the department. And then that is just going to have to be spread out over a period of time, you know, through some types of plan or organization about how we're going to bring them in and when we're going to bring those in. Well, and all of those types of things are, you know, being discussed and talked about.
Well, that should be easier, because it should be easier on, quote unquote, the budget if you spread this out over time instead of making it all windfall at once. The other question that just pops off the top of my head is, and I don't know how all this works, and if I'm off base here, please get out the Billy. Do they still call it the Billy Club? Get the Billy Club out and knock me in the knee with this. Why are we adding more dispatchers if we don't have anybody to dispatch? Is that total law enforcement community? I know it doesn't all just go to the Bloomington Police Department, but
It is, and a lot of that dispatcher funds are coming out of the public safety LOA to add those dispatchers. And, of course, Monroe County Central Dispatch is not just dispatching the Bloomington Police Department, but the Sheriff's Department and the Ambulance Service and the Fire Service.
Yeah, but so, we've heard they've wanted to add deputies. They haven't added deputies yet, so are we adding in the right place? I know you can't answer that, but it just makes you think out loud. Are we getting the right places covered on all this moving forward?
You know, it's a big puzzle, and that's the key, is you have to sit and look at that big puzzle and where all those pieces are going to fit before you can put the next piece in. And our dispatch has really been struggling. They've been woefully understaffed for a long time. They're having to work mandatory overtimes to fill shifts. They've got to have people there to answer that phone when somebody calls for an emergency. And,
right.
And so they've been doing that. And adding those bodies to dispatch really is critical to move forward in public safety. And then, of course, as you said, we've got to have the bodies to actually show up to the call, too. And all of those things, like I said, is a big puzzle piece. And if we set that out and look at where those things need to go, and it changes. It changes from day to day, and it doesn't just include public safety. It doesn't just include us, but that budget is coming out of the city as well, and they've got to balance where those puzzle pieces are coming from.
Captain, with new people coming into the Bloomington community with students and such, one of the things I've heard other police officers say is we're not out there really looking to arrest anyone, but people have a tendency to draw attention to themselves. Is that what gets them arrested first?
Yes, absolutely. Because of our size, we tend to be a very responsive agency, and we're always struggling to be more proactive, which is what a lot of our programs are designed to do, things like our Downtown Resource Officer Program and some of our Neighborhood Resource Officer Programs. They're designed to be more proactive and get out there and get some things done. But ultimately, because of everything that we have to do, those people that come into town and, you know, do stupid things, they're the ones that are getting arrested because they're drawing attention to themselves.
Well, that's good. They take the they want to be on camera, they want to be on show, and they can put that smoke screen up for the rest of everybody. Captain Steve Kellums is our guest this morning. He checks in from the Bloomington Police Department. We talk to him about once a week or so, and we get you caught up on everything that's happening down there. As we get closer to Labor Day, as everybody gets back into school, as the budget process, we know, is in that. Were you happy with what you had there? Would you love an extra million? Who wouldn't love an extra $1 million? But is everything kind of, we talked about these pieces of the puzzle. Is your puzzle being put together in a pretty solid way?
Well, you know, we worked pretty hard on that. And again, working within all of the other things that are going on, I think we're pretty happy with where we're at on that budget. We're getting some things funded that we needed funded. We're looking at the future that, you know, in the past, I can't say that we've always been able to do that. So we're looking at maintaining equipment and maintaining some infrastructure that we know are going to help us in the future. So that's all really good. You know, you started off though with that nice rhetorical question: who wouldn't want an extra $1 million?
Yes,
right? Who wouldn't want to have all of those extra officers? And again, we have to plan and look for the future and where we're going to be and how we're going to set a lot of things up.
Powerball's at $650 million for Saturday. Can you buy me a ham sandwich if you happen to hit that, baby?
You know what? I will, but I'll take you out to lunch if I happen to win that. Of course, I think I have to actually buy a ticket somewhere. I'm not 100% sure yet, so we'll just see how it pans out. I'm hoping somebody will just walk in and hand me a check.
Remember, if you don't play the game, you can't possibly win.
You know, people keep telling me that.
Captain, before we let you go, one other thing.
We're not letting him go. He's here all morning.
The city is always talking about expanding because they need more room, they need this, they need that. The police department's been in that facility for a fair amount of time, and you've added more officers and more things. Where are you on needing to enlarge your facility?
Well, I can only put it this way, is that anything that used to be a closet is now an office.
Yeah.
So we have maximized our facility at this point, and, you know, that's other conversations we'll have to have in the future about where to go and where to expand and what kind of options and opportunities we might have. You know, again, you're talking about, you know, some big budget items,
right.
And these things definitely need to fit within what's going on everywhere else. But yeah, we are full, and it's definitely something we're going to have to look at. We've added, even this time, some remodeling to some of our training facility, or some monies for that, you know, looking to expand from our wellness, adding a gym. We've got this small room that's filled with, you know, 50 and 60-year-old weight equipment that we'd like to expand that into a more modern gym for our officers' wellness.
Right.
And then, of course, that would allow us to take that room in the current station and change it into offices as needed. So we are looking at small things we can do right now, and, you know, at some point in time, we'll look at big things that we need to do in the future.
All right, my friend. Good job, as always. We'll talk coffee with a cop, and we'll get you next week, because that's not until, what, September 11th, I don't believe. So we've got
September 11th, yeah. We got time.
Oh, we got plenty of time. Where's that one going to be? Do you know off the top of your head?
Kroger on the east side, 8:30 in the morning.
Well, you do. Right, yeah. Like that.
Yeah.
So we'll be ready to go for all of that. That's a Saturday morning. No, it's not a Saturday morning. What day of the week is that, Keith?
I hope not.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what the heck's going on there. The 11th is a Monday. So we will talk to you before. You know what? Let's see. Today is the 22nd. Let's talk the 11th, and we'll get everybody ready for it. And we'll, you know what? Why don't you call us from Coffee with a Cop? Why don't we do the show at Coffee with a Cop? I'll be in touch with you before all that. We'll get our schedule worked out. Well, I don't want to have to drag Keith over there. I mean, it's by his house, but, you know, we're hauling the equipment.
Hey,
and everything
free
else.
Coffee.
Free coffee. Well, there you go. Anytime there's food and drink involved, Keith and I, you have our undivided attention. Great job as always, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks.